I believe the children are our future. Teach them well. We often say children are the future, but a better statement would be children are the present. Treat them well now. That's also the message that the Ministry of Youth and Culture is disseminating to Jamaican citizens. This message will be further broadcast throughout the month of May as the country observes Child Month.
We want to emphasize so badly that May is not the only time that we focus on our children. We have most of our activities in May, but we go over into November so that individuals can understand that it's Child Month thing. It's just so that we pay attention to our children throughout the entire year. But to understand that May is not Child's Month. May is Child Month. The month does not belong to the child. The month is about the child.
Chair of the National Child Month Committee, Dr. Pauline Mullings. In observance of Child Month, the Ministry of Youth and Culture, through its partner agencies, will be hosting several activities. These will kick off on Sunday, May 4, with the official church service at Hampton Green Gospel Chapel.
A similar service is expected to be kept at all churches on Sabbath, May 3, or Sunday, May 4. It is the Sunday that we use and dub as Children's Sunday, where we honor our children and seek God's guidance on all our children and their activities.
This will be followed by a National Academic Award Ceremony on May 9. The award ceremony is a new activity which will highlight and honor students from non-traditional high schools with outstanding Caribbean secondary examination results.
Now, this activity is brand new, but was conceptualized when mention was made during one of the presentations by a high school student at Youth Forum 2012. We looked at it and we thought it was a good thing to recognize students who have excelled academically. The award will be focusing on students from the new high school, and it will also be looking at students who are involved in community service and those who have been faced with challenging situations.
Other activities for Child Month include youth and parenting forums and a tree planting initiative. Children will also be treated to stickers, goodies, hugs, and other surprises at the two major transport hubs in Halfway Tree and St. William Grant Park in downtown Kingston. This will be done on National Children's Day, May 16.
And we're expecting everybody, every adult, caregiver, every individual to treat our children the way they treat us on Mother's Day and Father's Day. And we chose our third Friday annually so that it happens during school time, so that those children who do not have individuals to really care for them and to show them special love on that day will get that in school.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. And the song for the month is What About the Children?
So what about the children? Remember when?
And in an effort to show love for our children every month and not just in May, activities will continue into November. During that month, there will be a youth forum where young Jamaicans will be given the opportunity to express themselves and voice their ideas for possible interventions that can boost the care and protection of children island-wide. And since basic socialization and communication skills are learned at home, a parenting forum will be held to reinforce better parenting practices.
And we are putting this on because of the themes that we selected this year. We really want to train some parents to help them to become more responsible.
Chair of the National Child Month Committee, Dr. Pauline Mullings. Throughout Child Month in May and all the other months of the year, be sure to show your child and every child love, as it's only by taking care of the present moment that we can secure a prosperous future.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.